right, where's my money?
Money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
With every client that I work with, we like to do a financial profile to see where they are at now and what do we need to do to get them to their goals. One of the questions that comes up is, how much money should I keep in an emergency fund? Many financial professionals suggest that you put away 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses for emergencies. I try to encourage our clients to keep at least 6 months of income in liquid accounts. If you lose your job or become disabled and don't have adequate disability insurance, you'll need that money to pay your regular monthly expenses, such as mortgage payments, insurance premiums, groceries, and car payments, until you can find another job. Without such an emergency fund, a period of unemployment could put your assets at risk. Similarly, if your car breaks down or your spouse has a medical emergency, you'll want to have the necessary funds to pay the bills. You don't want to be faced with an immediate need for cash, only to discover that you don't have any. You may have already set up an emergency fund. Did you put the cash in a 5-year certificate of deposit or other long-term investment? In an emergency, you will need to get at those funds immediately. You can certainly pull your money out of the CD early, but you'll pay a penalty. It's better to keep some funds more liquid in a traditional savings account, a money market deposit account, or maybe a 6-month CD, for example. That way, the cash will be readily available when you need it. Finally, keep your emergency fund separate from your everyday accounts. You might even want to use a different bank. Unless you are extremely disciplined, you'll be tempted to spend those extra funds if you keep them in your checking account. Remember, if you can put off an expense until next week, it is probably not an emergency. Keeping at least 6 months of income liquid is always a good idea and a goal that you should diligently work towards. So let's make sure your financial affairs are in order. And a good way to start this process would be to contact me through the Christian Financial Advisors Network by email at John, that's J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org. Or you can call me toll free at 888-914-9909. I would be more than happy to review your financial situation with you to make sure your financial house is in order. And thank you for joining me this week for your Retirement Minute.